Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Kendi Bonsky, your host in the Voices of Courage show. Today, I have a question for you. Are you on a path to financial disaster, or are you on a path to financial abundance, or maybe somewhere in between? Well, guess what? Today, we're talking about finance, your money, your challenges with money, and things that are limiting you from really having abundance in your life. Now, of course, you know, the media is talking about the big recession and the big resets and the big this and that. Is that impacting you? Or are you just noticing it and setting your intention to create wealth beyond measure anyway? Well, I hope you're thinking the latter, because I'll tell you what, you know, life happens, right? You know, economies go, you know, people go, relationships go, careers go, and recessions go, and it doesn't mean that you have to be attached to them. It just means that they're there for you to really to thrive, and this is your time. This is your time to step up, to create more wealth and more abundance in your life than maybe you've ever had in your life, most likely. Well, that's what we do on a show, okay? We blow out old mindsets. We, you know, this is, I guess I would call the show like a breakthrough show for you today, if you are open and willing to listen to the message. What stops most of us, right? 80% of the people are not open to change and new messages. At least that's the old statistic. Might be different after the COVID reset. But here's the deal. If you're part of that group that is not allowing yourself to hear these messages, it's because you have resistance. And what is resistance? It's your beliefs. It's your subconscious that buried traumas and traumas, challenges in the past. It's your distractions that you get distracted, can't be present, right? All of that creates resistance to opening your mind and your heart to the messages. So I'm hoping you'll open up, because I have a very special guest today who's going to help you to open up the possibilities and give you some specific strategies to create more wealth in your life. I'm going to take a break. As soon as I get back, I'll introduce you to my guest.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from one of the nation's leading financial firms. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening, until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day and injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Well, Martha Adams, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you. I've been expecting great things with this show, and I'm really pleased you're here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
You know, we were talking before the show, and I was looking at your book cover. I really want to show that to everybody, like right now, because I think it's one of the most amazing book covers that I have probably ever seen on this show. It just represents what we're talking about today. So I'm going to put it on the screen. And for those of you that are able to see through our TV stations, then you get to see this. And those of you that are just audio right now, I want to just describe it. It's the name of the book, which is Cleopatra's Riches. And it's a picture of Martha, but she looks like Cleopatra. And it's just a beautiful cover. I mean, it really does represent a richness and abundance. And let's just start there. Why this book cover?
So it's exactly what you said, Ken. It is a different book covers, particularly for a financial conversation. And the cover is different because the contents are different. You know, we start the financial conversation in so many ways with the facts, the figures, the external. But here we're starting in a different manner. We're starting with the internal, those riches and richness of our story, and connecting with that to then create the abundance and wealth in our lives that we want to see. Because the way we feel, it's connected to what we believe and ultimately the results that we see around us. So when we start in a different place and ask different questions, we can have different results. All goes back to the cover.
I love it. Well, you know what? Here, I have to tell you this. I've done hundreds of these shows, right? And yeah. Never, ever started it this way. I've never put the cover up first. So we are starting a different way. And isn't that what we kind of need to do to break past some of the limiting beliefs, you know, that hold us back financially?
Absolutely. I mean, we, especially in the financial conversation, often, you know, find ourselves asking the same questions, going through the same strategies and ideas, right? So, and then ending up in the same place, or perhaps even further back than where we started. That's all representative of the way that we feel, which in so many ways is the missing piece. So to have those different results, we've got to start asking different questions. And that's exactly what I do in Cleopatra's Riches, to start with our feelings, our beliefs, and then we can change those results. So understand the feeling, connect with the belief, and change those results.
Well, I love that. I love that a lot. So it really is cutting edge today in so many ways, in the fact that if you have an upset around money, okay? Oh my gosh, the bank account. I just looked at the bank account, and there's something came in. I wasn't expecting this, and now my money's, you know, low, or I have no money. How that feels in the body.
Yeah.
How do you help people to overcome those feelings of lack, limitation, so that they can tune back into the abundance?
So let's start by understanding what happens right now? Because Ken, you were starting to bring an awareness to that. And I think that's the most powerful thing. Let's bring an awareness to that. Because when we look at that bank account, what the financial conversation today does is allow it to define us, right? So what's an example of that? Things that we say to ourselves, I'm a spender. I'm always going to be in debt. I'm broke. We say these absolute statements about ourselves that define us. So we're letting, in so many ways, the outside in. We're controlled by the outside. We allow that in. And in allowing that in, we create more of that, right? And so it's filled with a lot of judgment and ridicule. So when we say what happens within our body, one word for that, suppression. Now, what's being suppressed? The missing piece of the financial conversation, our emotions, the way that we feel. So what I love to do is to start with that missing piece, to start with the way that we feel and focus on expression. Because money is of one of the greatest forms of self-expression. And that starts in the way that we feel. So when we understand what was, and I really do mean what was, focusing then understanding the past, we can connect with what is, but now we're not in a position that it defines us anymore. Now we look to the past and command it in a way that refines us. Then we can create the abundance and wealth that we want.
Well, I love this conversation. And I want us to say this. I do have to take a break in a second. What I'm also truly tuning into is that thought is universal. Thought is not individual, although we think it, we have individual thoughts. But when we learn it's universal, and we start asking those old questions like, why me? Why do I have no money? Why is this bank account low again? You know, what happens is it tunes us into that database that's out there, okay? That, you know, it's like you're tuning your radio station, you're tuning into that database, and all of a sudden now you're getting those downloads. And what I'm hearing you say is you suggest, you say, wait a second, get present here and now. That was the past. That doesn't have to be your future. Your future will be compelling and amazing if you start to learn how to tune into those emotions, is what I'm hearing, because the emotions are really the result of your thinking. It's money over emotion. So if you're feeling a certain way, you know, and let's say you're feeling disempowered or empowered, feeling great, either way, okay, you've probably had some thoughts around what's going on that's generating those emotions, my guess. Now, of course, emotions do get stuck in the body, right? And we can talk about that too. But listen, I got to take a break. When we come back, I want to take a step back. I want to find out why you started to tune into your feelings and emotions, how that happened, and how this book came up being, okay? So let's do that, and we'll take a quick break, and we'll go from there, okay?
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885. Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're gonna take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Well, welcome back today. And this show is called, I'm calling the show, by the way, Courage to Redefine Your Financial Journey. If you just joined us, our guest today brings her compassion, empathy, and authority to a conversation where I know it's really needed in today's society, right? We're talking about money, your money. Martha Adams has a passion to change the financial industry for the better as she brings the true starting place of financial literacy, which is how we feel about money. All right, Martha, feelings. What happened for you? What's your story? How'd you tune into this, you know, money stuff? And then, you know, how did that tune into the book? Let's start there.
In many ways, it started in my childhood because I was blessed with a childhood where I really stood out. I didn't fit in. I didn't fit into the community I grew up in, where, you know, I was in a household of a very loving immigrant family who, you know, worked really hard to buy a starter home in a wealthy neighborhood. So I grew up in a wealthy neighborhood, but not in a materially wealthy household. So that meant I certainly did not fit in to the community where I grew up. I didn't fit into my household either because I was, well, culturally viewed as very opinionated. And so, you know, perhaps that really wasn't viewed as quote unquote appropriate for a young girl, but that didn't matter to me. Now, I could have very easily let the outside control me, but instead I allowed it to refine me. I look to say, hey, my emotions can work against me here, or I can have them work for me. To say, hey, I've been blessed with the opportunity to have to be in a position where I'm standing out. And then that had me be comfortable with that. So in my early 20s, I stood out in the industry I chose to be a part of, which was the financial industry. So from money being something that could have very well worked against me, I connected with it in a manner that, my emotions and my human experience worked for me. And that's exactly what I wanted to help others do and create the abundance that they wanted in their life through them defining those experiences. So that's why then I started as a woman in my 20s who looked, spoke, acted differently than my industry as an independent. So independent, meaning that I did not have the backing of any particular company or group of companies, but I had the most powerful backing, which was my belief in a different conversation, starting in a different place, which is that human experience, the way we feel.
And you keep pointing to within, within, within. It's inside, it's inside, it's inside. And yeah, you know, it's inside, right? You know, we go within and go without, right? Literally, you don't go within, eventually you'll go without. So we're talking about money. So let's just talk about what strategies do you have to help people to identify their feelings and emotions and then be able to transmute those into feelings and emotions that will really empower them. Let's talk about that. And I suppose a lot of this is a book too.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing is normalizing the conversation around emotions and money, right? Because the financial conversation is based so much on suppression, our emotions are either depreciated or written off entirely. Right. So in some way, shape or form, then they're discluded. But exactly what we're doing in our conversation today, Ken, is starting to normalize the emotions and money conversation. Then what I help them do is to systemize it. Now that I brought an awareness, how do I then change the actions in my life? So that's where I help people connect to where their thoughts on money came from, which is what I call the pyramid of financial influences. So messaging that we heard in the first layer, which is our upbringing, but that messaging didn't just show up either, right? It was passed down from generations past. So it's part of our origin story. So origins and upbringing is our first layer. Then as we grew up, well, I started to share about the community I grew up in. We all grew up in communities, school communities, religious communities, where we started to internalize messaging around money. And then we had societal messaging. I mean, you started our conversation today in your beautiful intro talking about messaging that we internalize from the media, for example, right? We hear things about the class system. All of these are societal messaging that we internalize and haven't had a chance to bring an awareness to. And now we bring all of that into our final layer of influences, which is our committed romantic relationships. All of that, wrapped around all of that, are our emotional associations. Now, once we bring an awareness to those emotional associations, then I walk you through the 4R process. Now, all of this is in the book, step by step. The 4R process is where we first recognize those emotional associations at their source. Now we can move on to the second R, which is to reconcile them. Where did they come from? How are you seeing those emotional associations in your life today? So as you build perspective, you start to bring in the most powerful tool, empathy. Empathy for yourself and for the characters in your story. From there, you can now bring in your power of choice. Are you going to choose to be limited by those? Or are you going to have the courage to choose the courage to break free? You do have a powerful voice and you can break free. And so that's when now you can make space for what you want by releasing what doesn't serve you, and repeating the messaging that you do want. Recognize, reconcile, release, and repeat.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, I love that. Let's talk about courage real quick around that process, because you know, a lot of people think courage is something and either other people have, or they know they have a little courage, but they don't feel courageous in a lot of areas, especially around money. So I'm going to just think of this, because I wrote the book on courage. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. And I'm just going to throw it out on screen real quick so some of you can see that, right? There's a little quote up there that says, staring failure in the face and not shrinking back takes courage. But this is exactly what is needed to realize a bright future, right? So courage. Courage is a force. It's a power. It's an energy. It's a feeling inside of us that when we tap into it, we become unstoppable, right? Okay. So once somebody feels that courage, they become unstoppable. What is possible? Let's say somebody's been earning, $80,000 a year for the last 10 years. And they're getting along. They're barely getting along. In San Diego, you'd be almost at the poverty level here at that level. But they want a shift. They really need something. They got to get out of debt. They want to take their income level to the next level. And they want to feel empowered. How does somebody do that?
To create something different, we must see something different. So we must then see ourselves differently. To see ourselves differently, we've got to actually see ourselves in the financial conversation in the first place. In so many ways, that's missing. Because if I only define myself based on the external, based on what my current statement is or credit score is, and I define myself as that, I am that as an absolute, then how am I going to create a future? I have nothing to put into that GPS, right? To create that route. I can't see it. So the first thing is to make ourselves, not the numbers, but ourselves central to the conversation. Why am I here? Not how, why? When I start to ask why, I start to ask questions about myself versus the number. So I'm giving myself priority. And when I'm giving myself priority, I'm giving my story priority, right? So I can see messaging that was passed down from generations past. Right? Not just from my upbringing, but from generations past too. So here's an example. I was just at an event speaking, and after I was done, one of the attendees came up to me and shared with me messaging that she had from her parents, but also from generations past of her W-2. You must have that W-2. Well, if I want to increase from 80,000, let's just say I want to now move to being an entrepreneur, but I feel that ball and chain to that W-2, that W-2 has control, right? Now, the messaging is well-meaning. This is where empathy comes in. That messaging was well-meaning, but I don't have to be controlled by it. I don't have to be limited by it anymore. That came from perspective. And then we can talk about security being something that's from the inside out, and then flip on that courage switch.
I get that. And, I also get, because I grew up in a household where, I guess, thinking about it, I was the first entrepreneur in that, in my house. My parents both moved to the state, and they had that mindset, that security mindset. We'll talk about that when we get back. And then we're going to then get a deeper dive into releasing emotions. And a few other little pieces. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. And all of you, I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I hope that you'll continue to watch the show. Let your friends and family know about it. That's how we grow. And if you are tuning in on a regular basis, you know that you are starting to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Till next time. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Kennedy Foster, your host in the Voices of Courage show. Today, I have a question for you. Are you on a path to financial disaster, or are you on a path to financial abundance, or maybe somewhere in between? Well, guess what? Today, we're talking about finance, your money, your challenges with money, and things that are limiting you from really having abundance in your life. Now, of course, you know, the media is talking about the big recession and the big resets and the big this and that. Is that impacting you? Or are you just noticing it and setting your intention to create wealth beyond measure anyway? Well, I hope you're thinking the latter, because I'll tell you what, you know, life happens, right? You know, economies go, you know, people go, relationships go, careers go, and recessions go, and it doesn't mean that you have to be attached to them. It just means that they're there for you to really to thrive, and this is your time. This is your time to step up, to create more wealth and more abundance in your life than maybe you've ever had in your life, most likely. Well, that's what we do on a show, okay? We blow out old mindsets. We, you know, this is, I guess I would call a show like a breakthrough show for you today, if you are open and willing to listen to the message. What stops most of us, right? 80% of the people are not open to change and new messages. At least that's the old statistic. Might be different after the COVID reset. But here's the deal. If you're part of that group that is not allowing yourself to hear these messages, it's because you have resistance. And what is resistance? It's your beliefs. It's your subconscious that buried traumas, challenges of the past. It's your distractions that you get distracted, can't be present, right? All of that creates resistance to opening your mind and your heart to the messages. So I'm hoping you'll open up, because I have a very special guest today who's going to help you to open up the possibilities and give you some specific strategies to create more wealth in your life. I'm going to take a break. As soon as I get back, I'll introduce you to my guest.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from one of the nation's leading financial firms. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, Kennedy Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience. Oh, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with Martha Adams. We're having a blast. We're having a really great conversation around money. Martha's taking us on a pretty deep journey here. So I want to take that journey a little deeper. Let's start out with the security piece, because that so many people, that's like their number one value is security, right? So, man, to be an entrepreneur, you kind of have to let go of that piece for a little while.
And I wouldn't say we have to let go of it. I feel that we've got to redefine it. Because if I give that, so this was the conversation I was having with this attendee, and it was certainly something I could relate to, right? Because it was, you know, like you, Ken, it was a part of my story as well. You know, one of the things I talk about in the book was, you know, the way my parents were so well-meaning and what they defined as success, right? And security. And that was one of the Fab Five careers. So a Fab Five career is where an Egyptian immigrant parent, certainly when I was growing up, feel that, you know, if your child goes down the path of one of these careers, you've made it. You're the Fab Five. One is, of course, a doctor. You want your child to be a doctor. There's a lot of security there. That's wonderful. A pharmacist, a dentist, an engineer. Or the fifth is the consolation prize, which is a government employee with a solid pension, right? And so, right, yes, you know what that is. Both of our parents felt that for sure. And that is, you know, I think many of us can relate to those Fab Five in some way, shape, or form, because they, in a lot of ways, define security. But how is that defining security? Money is a form of self-expression. I had the marks. If I wanted to be a doctor, I could have done it. Would I have enjoyed it? I would have been making money. I wouldn't have been earning it, because it didn't have the meaning in it for me, right? It didn't have that emotional connection. So when I chose my career, security for me came from the inside out. Because I started on the foundation of belief, of course, along in my case with the educational background and experience to go with it, it was all built from that initial seed of belief, right? So security then for me came from the inside out. How did we see it? Well, we saw it in the fact that in my case, I was starting a practice against the odds and against the tide. I was a woman in my 20s in an industry where, as an independent, you were in a population of, it's certainly a male-dominated population with an average age of 60 and older in my case. And I'm walking it as an early 20s female, right? And so this is the power of belief. I wasn't focused on that external. In fact, I looked at that external as an asset versus a liability, right? So that's the power of courage and belief that then creates that security from the inside out. You know, Bob Proctor, I was blessed to say, was a friend and a mentor. And one of the things he would always say, and God rest his soul, one of the things he would always say is security is an inside job. And I always, it always resonated with me because, you know, money in a lot of ways is a lived experience.
Yes.
And I could connect that to my own lived experience to say, that's right. It really, it is an inside job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think for it to be an inside job, I like what you're talking about. It's about redefining. And I think at some level, we, you know, to really start to experience abundance in life, we have to redefine several things. I believe we need to redefine ourselves. We need to redefine what is possible. We need to redefine what we want. And we probably need to redefine our purpose in life. So it's, and by the way, if you're listening to this today, you might be taking notes. I hope you're taking notes on what Martha is saying, because she's giving us real tips on how to change your psyche and redefine yourself so that you can start to create the abundance that you want in your life. What do you say to what I just said?
I'm sorry, it cut out there momentarily. Can you say the last question?
Yes. So what would you say to what I just said about redefining who we are, what we want, what's possible, and what our purpose is?
One of the things that I connect with right away on that, because you bring up such a beautiful point, to redefine what our purpose is, you're right, we've got to connect with it first. Now, one of the first things that we do is start by asking how. How do I redefine my purpose? Well, we started our conversation by saying to have different results, we've got to ask different questions. So let's ask a different question. Let's start to ask the why questions. Why do I want to earn money?
Yes.
Right? What do I want to contribute to this world? Why do I see myself the way I do, or why do I not see myself? Now we can start to focus on what we want. You know, often with purpose, we can get lost in someone else's vision. That's often what happens with making money, right? Well, look at the how questions. How do we make money? We get lost in someone else's vision, right? We get inundated with all sorts of ideas. But when we're focused on our why, we start to focus on our own meaning, right? Which is now how we earn money, right? So looking at what we want to contribute, looking at ourselves, our own gifts, and putting that as central, then what happens? Now we begin to do something else that Bob Proctor would always talk about. Bringing up his name makes me think of all of the wonderful messaging that he shared with all of us. And one thing that he would always share is to focus on serving people and using money, right? And to me, that's at the center of earning money, is to serve people. So what do I want to contribute? Start to ask different questions. We'll see different results.
Well, listen, I'm going to take a break, and I've got Martha's book up on our screen, and Cleopatra's Riches. Great book. Cleopatra's Riches. Martha, when we come back from the break, I want to ask you, and this is on behalf of my audience, if my audience reading this book, what are the three, like you would say, the most important takeaways that they're going to get as they read this book? Okay. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
800-789-7885. Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible, increase your courage, step into your destiny, and order today at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now at couragetochange.us. Welcome back, everybody. This is such a wonderful show. I'm so enjoying our time together, Martha. So with the new book, Cleopatra's Riches, what would you say my audience is going to take away? Most important for them? And of course, that's a hard question maybe to answer because everybody has different things they'll take away. But what would you say some of the big takeaways of that book?
The first is hearing their own voice. That might sound simple, but it's often not easy in the financial conversation because we're inundated with everyone else's voice, right? And so in a lot of ways, we have earplugs in that we can't even hear our own voice. Here we're starting with the individual. So hearing their own voice because they are the priority here. Now in that, we're then going to understand the second thing, which is why the ideas of making money, spending it, and maybe saving it aren't ideas that work. And then the third thing, right? Once we work through that, the third thing is to connect with the idea and exactly then how to do this of working through the most central thing to the financial conversation, which is the fact that it is experienced emotionally rather than solely understood intellectually. And so prioritizing that human experience and working through it so that you can then earn, grow, and enjoy the kind of money in the way that you want. That's what Cleopatra's Riches helps to do.
That's beautiful. And for our listening audience, where can people get the Cleopatra's Riches?
It's available worldwide. So wherever you are in the world, you will be able to find Cleopatra's Riches. So it's certainly available on Amazon worldwide, Barnes & Noble, Walmart. It is available online and in retail stores internationally.
I love that. You know, some people have some deep limitations and deep-seated beliefs that have been instilled in them through society, through parents, family, through friends, peers, some books they've read. It's just, there's some delusion that's just been implanted in their minds. So when I say delusion, I'm talking about those beliefs that really limit a person's potential, limit them in thinking of ways that thinking of themselves as anything less than an eternal spirit, powerful soul. How do we let go? I know that's one of the things you do. How do you help people let go of some of these limitations that they have stored up within their psyche?
So the first thing is to bring an acknowledgement to it, right? So to start to have change, I must first acknowledge the way I'm feeling. Now, the next thing is to bring an awareness to where that messaging is coming from. So that's where the pyramid of financial influences starts to allow you to build that awareness. Now, we can change the action, right? Because once I have an acknowledgement and an awareness of the way I'm feeling and where it's coming from, I can start to change the action. I can start to see where that is manifesting in my life. And now I can start to change that, right? So if I say, I'm a spender. I am bad with money. If these are statements that I say, right? Well, how do I feel about myself, right? I don't feel great about myself or on the financial conversation at all, right? So I'm going to acknowledge that feeling. Now I'm going to bring an awareness to where that came from. Let's just say that I had an uncle who always said that to me, right? I've talked with a lot of people that have had those experiences, right? Now I'm dealing with the human experience of it. Right? That's right in my pyramid of financial influences. So I'm dealing with that lived experience. I can go right back to that conversation and the way that it felt for me. Right? But that lived experience, before I brought an awareness to it, I just accepted it. So that's going back to what you were sharing, Ken, about these ideas and thoughts that we've internalized. Right? And in a lot of ways accepted at par value. But now that I've worked through it, I can change the action, right? I can now bring in a different thought, right? That internal dialogue, I can say, I own my financial prosperity. That is a very different feeling. And repeated creates a different belief and gives me the courage to create a different result. Don't our books go well together, Ken?
They go so well together. I'm really loving this. I do have to take another really quick break, and we'll come right back. We'll have some final thoughts around financial empowerment, we just redefined it, what it means to you to really feel financially empowered ongoing.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Back, everybody. We've talked about the courage to redefine your financial journey. One of the ways we're going to do that, Martha's going to help us to redefine what financial empowerment is. And Martha, you got about 2 minutes and go.
Financial empowerment is about what you want for yourself. Now, does that sound simple? But it's often not easy. Because the financial conversation starts with everything we don't want. I don't want to be in debt. I don't want to have, you know, to end up with no money at the end of the month. We're focused there on suppression. Financial empowerment from the inside out focuses on expression, what you want to see for yourself. Financial empowerment focuses on the fact that what was does not have to define what is or what will be. Financial empowerment means taking your power back. Taking your power back is the power of your choice. Now, the key thing there is, what are you choosing from? That's where we can now look at the riches of your story, to then create the richness of your path forward. That's all focused on your own individual human experience. That's financial empowerment from the inside out. It does belong to you.
I love it. All right, everybody. The book is Cleopatra's Riches, and the author is Martha Adams. And Martha has done incredible job today. Thank you so much for being here, Martha, and inspiring us and empowering all of us to take our financial challenges and crush them and open up to financial abundance. Thank you so much, Martha.
Thank you so much, Ken. What an absolute honor to be welcomed here with you today.
And all of you, I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I hope that you'll continue to watch the show. Let your friends and family know about it. That's how we grow. And if you are tuning in on a regular basis, you know that you are starting to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Till next time.